across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Good hump day. We are charging through the week.
That we are, that we are. Good morning, Jez.
Good morning.
How was Thornton overnight?
Quiet.
Buzzing, as always.
Always, always.
Just heaps of stuff happening.
Heck yeah.
It's that kind of place. I get it.
I feel like Jess's house is the epicenter of the party in Thornton.
That's what I hear. That's what I've heard on the grapevine.
Well, they know what you say when you assume.
Yeah, well, that's right.
I'm not sure, but anyway.
I've never heard of any sayings around that, so that's all good. Oh, what did you get up to yesterday, Stephen?
Did me trivia night.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Yeah, really good. Smashed big turnout yesterday, which is really good. It's always fun when we have more people.
Sure.
You know, I don't know. More people to make fun of and more people to make fun of me. A cash jackpot's climbing as well. Up to 450 next week.
Get out.
Starting to get into some pretty handy money territory.
That's tasty, yeah. Do you ever get tips?
What do you mean?
As trivia master, you've done a great job. Here's a fiver.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. No.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I've never been. Don't jump down my throat.
No. I get paid all right to go do it. And then, the bar looks after me. They're like, you want a drink, a couple of chippies, whatever. They look after me.
Cheeky chippy?
Yeah. Nice. So that's all right. I don't need any tips. That's right.
I was just wondering. I thought, because you're in the service industry.
Well, I guess if people want a tip, but you don't tip in Australia, do you? It's not something we do.
A little bit. Yeah, people do a bit. But anyway, if you go to the Bar Mellow one, you're seeing Stephen there working away. Give him a little tip. He deserves it, I reckon. No. You're a fan.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, big day today as we find out about the date of the referendum, I guess. Is it October 14th?
Is it not? Who knows? We'll find out today. So the Prime Minister's in Adelaide. Adelaide's expected to be the state that could potentially determine the outcome of the referendum. Of course, you need a double majority for a referendum to be passed. Mm-hmm. In Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, the NT, they're all being seen as relatively safe. But South Australia, Tasmania and Western Australia could go either way. So the Prime Minister's in Adelaide today to shore up a bit more support. And as you said, it's widely been tipped to be October 14.
Okay. Mark that in the calendar.
And when you say safe, do you mean voting yes or just set in there? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Predicted to vote yes.
Predicted to vote yes, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, changing pace a little bit. Plethora of changes for the Knights for their last game of the regular season.
Yeah, so of course we've got Kalyn Ponga out this weekend, hopefully back the week after. But I was talking to a couple of people yesterday and that AC joint injury that he has, he's definitely going to need some painkillers and whatnot to keep playing by the sounds of it. Potentially surgery in the off season, I guess.
Oh, wow.
We'll have to see what happens.
Okay.
But Lachlan Miller, he's back this weekend to replace Kalyn at fullback. Tyson Frizzell, Dane Gagai and Phoenix Crossland, they're all going to be rested this weekend ahead of finals, so we're in the best shape we possibly can be. Brody Jones, Inari Tuala, Fayamanu Brown will come into the starting side to replace those guys, and Riley Jones is making his NRL debut off the bench as well as a backup hooker.
No, exciting times.
So, yeah, heaps going on this weekend.
Absolutely. They'll be, like they have been with this Jacko Hastings injury, they'll be so cagey about Kalyn.
Yeah.
They just will not reveal anything until the final hour.
Obviously, we don't know the details, but I was talking to someone yesterday who's had an injury in that particular joint, and he said to me that the doctor or the surgeon or whatever that he saw said that if he was an NRL player or something like that, he would definitely be getting surgery because of the, kind of stuff they're doing on the field. You can't go on without having surgery. So
interesting.
We'll see what happens.
They'll probably even... I reckon they're going to do what the Sam Kerr... They'll copy that now. Every time they'll be putting him in the uniform. He'll be, jogging around in the spot and stuff, getting ready. And then, he's not coming on today. That sort of gear. It's a good strategy. I think she's invented something new.
Everything's fair in September. Psychological warfare, everything to play for come finals. I reckon whatever you can do to get that slight advantage, you got to do.
There we go. Truer words never spoken than by Stephen in that moment. New FM.
The Novos on New FM. Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Moby's.com.au.
Yeah, Creamo, how good's this? I mean, midweek blues, no more.
Yeah, forget them.
We're going to cure them because you're going to relax and unwind with a well-deserved escape in a chic two-bedroom beach house just by sharing your thoughts on the show. I mean, we're getting closer and closer to D-Day here, and of course, that D being draw day.
That's right.
Because
my favourite D. I love the D.
We do love D-Day because, of course, on Friday, we will be announcing the winner of this little getaway. But up until then, we're still going to be putting more Novocastrians in the draw.
Yeah.
Basically, the way you get into said draw, getting on the show.
You know what I love about this one as well?
What's that?
It's a big D.
Yeah, and famously,
massive D.
Loves the big D. So,
you wouldn't believe how much I love it.
Of course, throughout the duration of this show and for the rest of the week, that magic number 49674105. When we give you that cue to call, make sure you get involved. Give us a little chat on the show.
Well, you want the excitement about the big D too. This is your chance.
Oh, that'll do. Of course, this is all thanks to Moby's with their Beachside Retreat. Beach at your doorstep and stylish accommodation. You can book at mobys.com.au or, like we said, D-Day on Friday. You can win it with us. And, Crevo, early in the morning, I mean, we're not even at 6 o'clock yet.
Yeah.
What coffee are you up to?
Second.
Second coffee?
Yeah.
I reckon throughout the duration of the show, you normally go through probably three, right? Maybe. There's probably one more to come, I'd say, throughout the show.
Yes, one more to come.
And how early after you wake up do you have your first coffee?
Maybe 3 minutes?
Might not be good for you.
Oh, no. Home. Why not? What's wrong with coffee?
Public service announcement. Nothing wrong with coffee in particular, but Dr. Karan Raj, who's gained a bit of popularity, I suppose, on social media, particularly TikTok.
Is he a TikTok doctor?
TikTok doctor, indeed. He has warned people, don't drink coffee first thing in the morning to wake you up. This is what he said.
Oh, no.
He reckons...
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah, well, he's gone on to explain. He reckons your body naturally wakes you up with cortisol. So you get cortisol spike in the morning when you first wake up. And you having your coffee is like you don't gain any extra effect. Your body's already at, like, peak cortisol levels. So caffeine can't increase it anymore. So what you should be doing is saving your coffee until slightly later, like mid-morning or something like that.
Mid-morning?
Yeah, when your cortisol dips and you get an energy dip, and then you can boost it again.
I don't know. I don't think I can wait till mid-morning. I need to do a full show. Well, I also need to be up and about at too early in the morning.
Well, I'm not a TikTok doctor. So I'm really telling you what the TikTok doctors are telling me. He's also given us another couple, I guess, tips on how to keep our energy levels going throughout the day. Another tip he said, I mean, this is the big three, really, trifecta. Don't snooze your alarm.
He reckons don't do that. I'm good.
Don't do that. You're right. He reckons if you snooze your alarm, convinces your body that you're entering another sleep cycle. This is his quote, causing you to release hormones that induce more sleep. So then when you do get out of bed, your body is full of sleep chemicals that keep you tired for another 4 hours. That's what he reckons.
All right. Don't do that.
If you snooze in an alarm, that's a big no-no. And the final one of our trifecta is don't check your phone first thing in the morning. He reckons when you wake up in the morning, your brain gradually increases your alertness. It goes through different brain waves. So from delta to theta to alpha brain waves. And looking at your phone skips theta and alpha brain waves.
Oh, no.
Putting you on edge.
Skipping brain waves? That sounds really bad.
That does sound really bad. So the big three from Mr. TikTok doctor himself.
Say that again. What was it?
TikTok doctor himself is... Don't have coffee first thing in the morning.
Wrong.
Don't check your phone first thing in the morning.
Do you ever do that?
Yeah, so first thing I do.
Yeah, right.
My alarm's on my phone.
You and
so
I.
Turn the alarm off.
Yeah, that you've just snoozed several times.
That's it. And don't snooze your alarm.
We're in so much trouble, aren't we?
I don't know how we do a show.
Neither do I. New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Oh, special Wednesday edition as well. How good's this?
Is that right?
Yeah, it's just a bit different. And by that, I mean it's not really. If you haven't heard three of a kind, this is how it works, right? We give you three things, three words, and your job is to figure out what is the theme between those three things, right? If you figure that out, you yell out your name as your buzzer, and then you get a point on the board. First to two, best of three, simple as that. You can win yourself prizes as well.
That you can. The magic number to try and get these prizes, 4967-4105, and up for grabs today with three of a kind. Of course, you win three of a kind, you instantly win yourself a double pass to End to End Festival, which is happening September 16 in Pocolbin, featuring three venues, 15 wineries, gourmet food, live music, celebrity chefs. I mean, Bush Tucker up for grabs, boutique beers, so much more. Too much to do in one breath.
That's it. And a couple of tickets that worth over $100. Plus, you're in the draw for $100 fuel cards that we're giving out like candy. It's really, really good prizes this morning. So, if you want to play, 4967-4105, that's the number to call. I'm going to give a quick example here, Stephen, for you. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Camry, Corolla, Yaris.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Are they cars? Toyota cars, I suppose.
That's the one, correct. One on the board. See, if you could do that, you can do our game. 4967-4105. If you want to win music and food festival tickets, fuel cards, all that good stuff.
That's it. It's so nice to go to a bit of a food and wine festival out in the valley. It's live music as well. It's not. You don't want to miss this. Yeah, let's go to East Maitland first. Good morning, Kirby. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Charging through the week. You ready to take three of a kind on?
I sure am. I'm ready to win.
Yes. Oh, we love that. A can-do attitude. Lovely. Up against you. We head to Chisholm where we meet JD. How's things, mate?
Good, buddy.
Yeah, you feeling ready to go as well?
Mate, yeah, of course.
That's what we love to hear.
What more do you want?
All right, two contestants rearing to go. They're excited. They're ready. Before we get into it, though, let's do a bit of housekeeping in terms of testing everyone's buzzer. Your name is your buzzer. So, Kirby, you go first.
Oh, Kirby.
Yep, lovely. JD?
JD.
Yep, easy. All right, excellent. All the technology is working. We all know how the game works. Like Kirby said, scoring works. First to two, best of three. Best of luck to both our contestants this morning. Your first one is Prouds, Shields, Michael Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, who buzzed in first there? I've got no idea.
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, she did, she did.
Okay. A bit of honesty, like that. All right, Kirby.
Oh, thank you.
You're thinking. Well, no, we need an answer here. What do you...
It was Michael Jeweler.
Yeah, Jeweler's
correct.
We're going to give you that. One on the board. Right, oof, we got there at the end. So, remember, your name is your buzzer, okay? And then you can give the answer, all right?
All right, let's next go. One. All right, so that's one to Kirby early.
Saddle up. Here we go.
All right, next one is Muscle Man, Rendang, Korma.
Kirby,
yeah.
Oh, for the win.
Rendang. What'd you say,
Muscle Man? Muscle Man, Rendang, Korma.
Is it a type of food?
We need more than that.
Need to be more specific than that. JD, do you want to have a guess?
No idea, mate.
Okay, we're buzzing that out. It's a no from everyone. We're looking for curry there,
curry.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, curry is what we're looking for. All right, so we're still Kirby 1 point. JD yet to hit the scoreboard. Plenty to play for, though, here. Your next one is... Blackcurrant, Tropical, OJ.
JD.
I think JD quickest there.
It certainly was. What is it?
Flavoured milk.
Milk's not what I was looking for, unfortunately. Kirby, you got a guess?
So what was it again, sorry?
Blackcurrant, Tropical, OJ.
Oh, yes.
Blackcurrant, Tropical, and OJ. It sounds like some sort of sunrise drink or something.
Oh, we'd never be more specific than that.
Next one.
We're looking for juices, flavours of juices. You weren't far with milks, but...
Drink it.
Drinks is not it. You
nah,
be
not
more
specific enough. Not specific enough, sorry. All right, we'll move on. All right, next one.
I feel like I'm in a sketch show here this morning. All right, next one.
You're not imagining it. This is real Crevo. All right, let's go. Kangaroo Koala Wombat.
Kirby.
Kirby, quickest there.
Australian
Animal. Yeah, Aussie Animal.
Oh,
incorrect.
Got it.
Well done. Congratulations. Off to End to End, of course, happening September 16. That'll be great.
Fantastic. Well done. Simple as that. if you feel I could do that, maybe even do that a little better, we'll be playing same time, same place tomorrow here at New FM.
Now, Creevo, I'm going to have to get on my soapbox a little bit, hey?
Okay.
I don't know. This is really bugging me, and something that apparently doesn't bug you, but God, it winds me up. Anyway, but tomorrow night, for those that, you know, enjoy their astrology or whatever. I like to look up and have a bit of stargazing.
Astronomy, even?
Astronomy, sorry. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, I like to look up and have a bit of stargazing, etc. We're expecting a super blue moon.
Oh,
tomorrow,
how good's this?
Right? This is a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon.
Whoa. What time is it and stuff? Because once-in-a-lifetime, you want to mark this in the calendar.
I don't know. Nighttime. Tomorrow night. when the moon comes out. I don't know. My point here is not the fact that we're having, this super blue moon. My fact is, how many once-in-a-lifetime moon events can there really be? Whoever's the publicist for the moon, I'll pay you double to come do this show. Ridiculous, the way they talk this up and just...
What do you mean, publicist for the moon? It's not a marketed item.
Well, it seems to be, doesn't it? Like, I'm sure this will be the greatest once-in-a-lifetime moon event until 2 weeks' time, where there's another one. Like, they seem to happen all the time. Anyway, tomorrow night, we are expecting this super blue moon.
Great.
What clickbait from the moon PR team, right? Because, let's talk about this. Begin with, a supermoon is just a full moon or a new moon that occurs when the moon is nearest or closest to the Earth. So it's just a big moon, right?
Right, okay. That does happen quite often.
It does happen quite often. You know what the definition of a blue moon is?
No.
It's not even blue. All the pictures I've seen, clickbait, you know, moon edited blue. You're going to see the moon blue on Thursday. A blue moon is just the second full moon in the same month.
Oh, okay. How often does that happen?
Every, like, two or three years or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, every 2 years. Well, yeah, that's more often than once in a lifetime, isn't it?
Absolutely ridiculous. So we've got this super blue moon happening tomorrow night. You can't miss it. Just a big full moon. I've seen that many times. I'm not staying up. I'm telling you that for free.
You know what? You know who loves this sort of thing?
Who?
The Daily Mail.
Yeah, I'm sure I saw an article on Daily Mail about it. I don't know. Obviously, it doesn't wind you up as much as it winds me up. But if I see one more supermoon event, once-in-a-lifetime moon sighting, they happen every 2 weeks. It's ridiculous.
It. Yeah, it's annoying, Stephen. So let's cut it out, shall we? Less articles on that if you're listening, article writers. New FM.
New FM. Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. Novos.
Oh, Creevo, Father's Day right around the corner.
I know,
celebrate this, I guess, special, special day. Jess, have you got much planned for Father's Day?
My dad's in America at the moment, so...
Oh, get our jail free card.
How lucky.
Well, he's missing... I was born on Father's Day, so he's missing my birthday too.
There we go. Well, if he's missing your birthday, you're allowed to miss Father's Day then as well.
Exactly.
Do you just use that every year?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
You got much planned, have you, Creevo?
Probably going to do something Friday night instead.
Yeah, okay. Too busy on the weekend.
Yeah, too busy on Sunday.
Well, I guess to get us ready for Father's Day, up next, we're going to have a little bit of fun, get into the festivities. Of course, freebies up for grabs, and we're going to dob your dad in. I'll reveal a bit more in just a sec, but have your phone ready if you want some freebies for Dad. They could be all yours in a matter of minutes here on New FM. And Creevo, of course, we said it before, but Father's Day right around the corner. So I guess to get in the spirit of things, I thought there's no better way to launch us into Father's Day festivities than by throwing your dad under the bus. Dob your dad in with some embarrassing stories. Whether he's embarrassed himself, he's embarrassed you, I thought we'd, you know, get this off to a fun start on your hump day. Cue your midweek blues. And, of course, $100 fuel cards up for grabs. So,
of course,
4967-4105, the magic number to call to dob in your dad with some embarrassing stories. Now, we'll get Jess in from the newsroom here, because I feel like you can't wait to throw your dad under the bus.
I love my dad, but sometimes I just don't.
There's always a butt, isn't there?
Oh, there's always a butt.
Yeah.
He's like a notorious Facebook commenter, likes every job I've had. He's always liked the page, which is very nice. But then he proceeds to comment on literally everything, share everything, all the time. Like, all the time.
Are you friends with your dad on Facebook?
Yes. And he posts everything. Like, I'll talk to mum in the afternoon. She's like, oh, we did this today. I'm like, I know. I saw
I've
it. I know everything you've done today, every
notorious,
day.
Notorious on Facebook. What about your dad, Stephen?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm not friends with my folks on Facebook or any of the socials. Hey, I'm just confused.
Too much.
It's too embarrassing, isn't it? Like, it's just a different time. I don't know. My dad's pretty good. He's not super embarrassing. He didn't embarrass me much as a kid. The only thing I can really think of is he's so passionate when it comes to sport. So when we're sitting there watching sport, sometimes he's like, Dad, keep it down a little bit.
Just,
you know?
A little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit. My dad, he often, like, a bit like me, I guess, sometimes loses things, right?
Uh-huh.
One time he's hours. He's like, where on earth is my drill, right? Looking around everywhere. It was in his hand.
Oh,
he's standing there talking. Where's my drill? Where's my drill? It's right there, mate.
I call that a senior's moment.
That's what I think it is.
Absolutely, they do. I reckon the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen my dad do was we were in canoes when I was real little. And I was trying to help Dad, you know, with, like, the paddle.
Sure.
Because me and Dad in one canoe, my mum and my brother in another.
Sure.
I was trying to help him. He goes, get out the way. I'm doing it, you know. I'll paddle. Anyway, he paddled us right into the bushes where there was these ducks there. And a mother duck with all the little ducklings, she went skit. She was grabbing on the end of the paddle, flying around, and then ended up in the canoe with us. Both jumped overboard. Oh no, we're getting attacked by this duck.
The canoe belongs to the duck now. That's simple. The duck
absolutely
owns it.
It does. But this is what we're looking for. 4967 4105. Bit of fun for your hump day, if you will. Dubbing your dad. The most embarrassing story is either embarrassing him, embarrassing you in the process. 4967 4105.
To Rutherford first. Trish, dubbing your dad, what did he do?
Dad's been gone for quite a few years now, but back in the day, I got adopted when I was four, so he was quite a special dad.
Mm-hmm.
But he always used to lose his false teeth. Always lost them, right?
Right.
Anyways, this day he couldn't find him anywhere. He said, Pat, I can't find my teeth. She goes, Neville, retrace your steps. And he was going over saying what he'd done and everything. And he said, oh, I was up on the roof today. And Mum said, sure you didn't leave him up there, Neville. And anyhow, he gets up on the roof and, yeah, his teeth are sitting on the top of the roof.
What, just getting a bit of a suntan, hey? Getting a nice glow to his teeth.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Smart. You got to do what you got to do. Let's go to Newcastle next. Talia, what embarrassing thing did your dad do?
Oh, he embarrassed me and my younger brother all the way through high school.
Oh, no.
He would sing and dance and make embarrassments in front of all of our friends. He would do random things. I love him. He's great. He comes in any situation you need help with.
Oh, that's nice.
He does get us out of trouble when you need help.
Is there one particular moment, like one that sticks in your brain where you're like, oh my God, all my friends are around and he was causing a scene?
Oh, it's probably got to be when all my friends were over and we were all just out having fun in the house and he just walked in and just started randomly singing some kid's song. I cannot remember, but it's probably the funniest thing. And he randomly, like, eats orange peels. Like, he actually enjoys it.
Oh, he's just standing there eating the orange peel. Oh, your friends, yeah, as a teenager. You're like, what are you doing?
Ew.
It's so weird. Why is he dancing? All that sort of stuff. Dads, they do a good job, but boy, they can be embarrassing.
They're good at that as well.
Definitely. New FM.
The Novos on UFM. Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach on your doorstep and stylish accommodation. Mobys.com.au.
Yeah, how good's this creeper?
Moby.
I mean, we've been doing it all week. But essentially, we're chucking Novocastrians in the drawer for a bit of a getaway, a bit of an escape, if you will.
That's right. And this warmer weather just around the corner, I mean, this is a dream come true.
Now, chances to get involved in this are, you know, slowly dwindling away because, of course, Friday is the day we're going to draw a winner.
But a big draw.
Up until then, every caller on the show goes in the draw for this well-deserved escape in a chic two-bedroom beach house. Thanks to our friends at Moby's Beachside Retreat. Beach at your doorstep, stylish accommodation. You can book at mobys.com.au or, like I said, on Friday, one lucky Novocastrian goes on us.
That's right. Now, two-bedroom as well, so you could take some friends or you could sleep in, like, half the night in one bedroom and half the night in the other bedroom.
What, just set an alarm at 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that?
Exactly. You gotta try both. Why not have both?
Well, I don't know. Well,
that's what you can. That's the sort of thing you can do. You're on holiday. It's up to you.
And you can just sleep in later anyway to make up for, you know, the staggered sleep you're getting.
That's it. You're on holiday. Live your best life. And, of course, everyone that gets on the show this week is in the draw. So make sure you get involved, like Stephen said, before Friday here at New FM.
And Creva, of course, Knights flying at the moment. The men have won 8 in a row. But not to be outdone, our ladies have won 5 of their last 6, 4 in a row as well. And, of course, as we have every Wednesday, one of their biggest stars, Olivia Higgins, will be joining us to obviously chat about last week's game as well as dust off the crystal ball and have a look at next week. Fixture as well.
Into the future. Now, though, we talk holidays because, you know, people are starting to sort of map out holidays for the summer coming up and for the end of the year. What you're going to do for Christmas, that sort of thing. Even I've been thinking about it. Maybe I'll go on a little break at the start of the new year, a couple of weeks away or something.
Where are you thinking?
I'm thinking about maybe like Vietnam or something like that.
That'd be lovely.
Catch up with some friends, that sort of thing. I did get a little ad on my Facebook and it said here, Christmas, make Christmas unforgettable with a holiday away. I was like, oh, what's this? Flight Centre. You know, they often have like deals on and stuff like that. You know? And I was like, oh, have a look. What's going on? Make Christmas unforgettable with an Antarctica cruise. I thought, oh, that's exotic.
Oh, it is.
And then a little discount. You know, they like to do deals. Kids fly free and cruise half price.
That's pretty good.
This could be good for families. Let's have a look what's going on here. Then they got the price in big bold letters across the bottom, $52,649 for a family of four.
$52,000.
What kind of a discount deal holiday is that?
That's a yearly salary. What are you going for, like a 6-month cruise or something like that?
No, it's 9 nights plus a couple of nights like the each end because you got to get down to Antarctica.
Wow.
What even is that?
Unbelievable. What, 50? You're sure it's not a typo? No. It's not like $5,200 or something.
No, it is $52,000. Why is that in my Facebook feed?
Well, I mean, that is the question to ask, isn't it? Because Facebook famously have targeted advertising. Now, you know, someone like me, a battler like myself, would never get an ad like that. $52,000. No, they know that's not my price range. Mark Crevo, though.
Stephen.
They're going, that's our target audience.
You and I are on the same salary, famously. And it is not for, it's not enough to pay for that, even if we didn't pay any tax. Now, another. Then this morning, right, Flight Centre, they've gone, we're onto something here. He's clicked on that. They've sent me another ad. And it says, from sushi to skyscrapers, our Tokyo adventure, rising sun of family fun. Oh, a little cheeky Japan holiday, right?
That sounds fun, yeah.
Yeah, once again, it's a family family of four, so this is per family of four. The price, and it's like, I think it's 2 weeks this one, so that's a bit better than
is it a cruise again, days. Or no, just flights and accommodation?
Flights and accommodation, yeah. Like tours and stuff, all inclusive.
Yeah, yeah.
$30,796 to go to Japan.
Wow.
That is very, very expensive. I recently went to Japan. Didn't pay anything like that.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. Whoa. How much money do you have to be like, screw it, we're not going to plan anything, I'm not going to do any of the organising myself, let them do it for us and we'll just pay the extra, like $30,000.
Unbelievable. I mean, all I can say is, must be nice.
It must be very, very nice.
Wow.
Something to aspire to, I suppose, Crevo. A future goal. That would be cool to go see.
Yeah, but for 50 grand?
Some people just have... Money doesn't matter to some people. Some people are on such a good wicket, it just doesn't bother them at all. That's what you dream about.
That is on another level. New FM.
Crevo, I said it before, but, you know, the Knights, they're flying at the moment.
Oh, in form.
Unbelievably so. The men have won 8 in a row, but not to be outdone, our ladies have won their last 4 in a row, 5 of the last 6 as well, and they're sitting at the top echelon of the NRLW ladder as well. And one of their biggest stars joins us once again, as she does every Wednesday, Olivia Higgins. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you going? I'm good.
Yeah, we're very well.
Fantastic.
I'm sure we're not as good as you. I mean, record crowd, nearly 20,000 there to watch you guys on the weekend taking down the Sharks. How good's that feeling?
Yeah, so good. It's every time we experience it, it feels better every time, and so appreciative of the Newey crowd and how much they get behind their footy.
Yeah, it just keep breaking record on record, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually think like away teams want to come to Newcastle to play.
Because of the crowd?
Because of the crowd. Like a few of the girls that we've played against have actually mentioned that, that it's such a buzz to play in front of that many people.
I'm sure it is unreal. And I mean, the big stars did come out to play on the weekend, of course. Like Yasmin Clydesdale played unreal as per Tamika Upton. But Shanice Parker had one of the best games I've ever seen her play. Reward for effort, I guess, for a great season.
Yeah, she's been consistent for so long. I've always said she's one of the best centres in the comp, so underrated every year. But she's just starting to she's building with confidence every week. And I think she's scored a double 2 weeks in a row now, so she's buzzing.
Yeah, well, I reckon here's a tip for you. She might be the first Knights lady player to get a hat-trick. No one's done it yet. Shanice Parker could be good value, really? I reckon.
I didn't realise no one's got a hat-trick yet. I thought Tamika would have had one for sure.
No, she hasn't. No one has yet. So it's all to play for. You could be the first, Liv. Who knows?
I definitely will not be the first.
Stephen with the stats.
Not with an attitude like that. Anyway, we are looking, before we move to this week's game coming up, last week's game, obviously, a great win again, but something that's, I guess, been identified throughout the season, I'm sure you guys are looking at it as well, no problem scoring tries, but teams sometimes tend to get a bit of a run on you guys. I mean, like the Sharks on the weekend scored 3 tries in 15. Are you guys looking at ways to kind of stop this momentum building against you?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that Ron spoke about, just, you know, a game of two halves, and we need to play consistent for those two periods, because we either start really strong and lose the lead, or we lose, we don't start very well and we have to kind of fight back. So I think, moving forward, that's something definitely that we'll be looking to work on, to stay consistent for the entire game and, just stick to our process.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward now, because you've got a game Saturday against Canberra real early as well. I want a bit of insight on how your prep works, because this is a 9 o'clock game, essentially, Saturday morning. Do you guys stay in Canberra, like, Friday night, the night beforehand? Like, how does all the prep work for such an early game?
Yeah, so we head to Canberra Friday, I think around 2 o'clock, and then we stay the night there. I think it's an 11 o'clock game, though, so...
I've got that wrong, sorry.
Yeah, oh, I hope it's not 9. I'm pretty sure it's 11.
Yeah, okay, but,
We usually just, that'll be the earliest one we've played, though. So we'll probably, it'll be an early start. And a lot of the girls have to get up really early because they get their hair braided and things like that. So it's very early.
Now, while you're in Canberra, just a recommendation. There's this burger restaurant called Broad Burger. If you love a burger... Unbelievable. Probably one of the best in Australia, and I've tried a lot.
Broad Burger, okay. I'll let the girls know.
Note that down. It's just amazing. Like, it's just incredible.
And one last question before we let you go, Liv. Trip to Canberra. Who's in charge of music?
Oh, music.
People probably have headphones these days, Stephen.
No, there's got to be a team vibe.
Caitlin Johnson. Yeah, Caitlin Johnson or Shanice Parker usually bring the big on-the-go JBL speaker, so they
they've got it pumping.
Control of that. Yeah, they get that pumping.
Nice one.
Well, best of luck, of course, for this weekend. Fingers crossed you can keep the good form going and just keep getting those wins on the board.
Definitely. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
no stress
it.
At all. How good is it?
I know.
It's good to see both the teams flying. We love to see it.
New FM.
Now for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Aisha.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning, my name is Aisha Lish. I'm 11 years old in Year 5 at Lake Memorial Public School, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is mostly sunny with showers and thunderstorms later today, with tops of 26 degrees. Right now in Windale, it's 13 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Whoa. Oh my God. Absolutely
so good.
Smashed it. I mean, we'll go to Jess for a score, but
it's going to be at the pointy end. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Jess, our top journalist here. What
not for long.
What is your score?
That was so good, Aisha. I reckon 9.75 out of 10.
Wow. What's it take to get a 10 these days?
Oh wow. I want to keep my job.
Jess will never give one because she doesn't want to fire herself.
If everyone goes real quiet here, you can just hear the sweat dropping from Jess's forehead. That bead of sweat
hang on. Here we go. Quiet, quiet. There it is.
Hitting the floor. Now, before we let you go, a big happy birthday to you as well. Imagine, I heard yesterday was your birthday.
Yes.
Did you have a good day?
Yes, I had an amazing day.
Nice. That's so good. Now, we're not going to sing you happy birthday because I heard you've been embarrassed with that enough. But we also have heard that you got a cheeky iPad for your birthday.
Yeah, did.
What's your favourite app on it so far? I'm sure you've been playing with it all day.
Actually, I haven't because I set it up and we need a case for it, but it doesn't have a home button. So every time I try to like press something and go back, I tend to press the home button and I need to swipe.
What a disaster. Bit of teething issues with the new iPad. Send it home. Get something.
Return it. Return it. There's an issue with it. You want a home button. Fair enough.
No, of course. You're going to get yourself a party, though. Thanks to our friends at Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited play time to stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. You can book at kidsworldplay.com.au or you become next New FM weather whiz kid. All you got to do, head to newfm.com.au, register there, and up next, Crevo, some juicy family goss. You want to stick around for this?
You definitely do here at New FM.
And Crevo, everyone loves a little bit of juicy family drama, particularly when it's not yours, right?
Absolutely.
You just stand on the outside, look in, and just, I don't know. Anyway.
Grab a popcorn bucket. Here we go.
And this is essentially what's happened. I was at Mary of the Beaches on Sunday Arvo, having a few beers, catching up with some friends.
Yeah.
And it's basically this friend of a friend situation. I heard this story. I couldn't believe it. All essentially, right. What's happened is this lady, she's cracked the sads and she's refusing to go to her brother's wedding, her own brother's wedding.
Right.
So initially she was invited, very excited.
Of course, her brother's wedding.
Yeah, you know, I'm so happy for you both. She loves, you know, obviously both her brother and his partner. She loves them both, you know. So she's like, I can't wait to go. This is so exciting. After that initial excitement, you know, wears off, the brother reveals to her, just letting you know, your ex-husband is one of my groomsmen. So, essentially the brother and this lady's ex-husband became really close friends while the two of them were married.
Sure.
Obviously, you know.
That's nice though, right?
Yeah, so, you know, and that's what she said, you know, that while I was married to this gentleman, it was so nice that my family got along so well with him, my brother included. You know, they used to go out for golf without me and stuff like that. That's great. They become part of the family. That's almost the dream.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But when this relationship takes a turn, and unfortunately it's ended in divorce, the brother has decided to keep friends with the ex, and now he's part of the bridal party. He's been made a groomsman. She's not in the bridal party. She's cracking the sad. She's going, if my ex is going, I'm not going to the wedding. You have to choose one of us. You can't have us both.
Wow. Okay. So she has to basically decide, does she go to the brother's wedding or not?
That's
her own brother's wedding, though.
And she's cracking the sad. She's gone, no, I'm not doing it. If my ex-husband's going to be there, I'm not going.
Where do you sit on this? Do you think she should have to go to, like, should she go to her brother's wedding?
Yes.
And just suck it up?
Yes.
Or do you think, so you reckon that? I actually think the opposite. I think her brother shouldn't have made her ex-husband a groomsman.
Yeah.
A groomsman, that's like going, he's more important than you.
No, I don't know if it is that sinister, though. And the thing is, you've got to remember, is it's his special day, not hers, you know? It's his wedding. I don't know.
The ex-husband, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Blood's thicker than water, I suppose, isn't it?
It should be. You should pick family, I reckon, over an ex. Like,
but she's not picking family either. Neither of them are putting family first.
I hear what you're saying. I still think, like, on balance, he shouldn't have made the ex-husband a groomsman.
It's his wedding. He can do what he wants.
It's just creating drama for no good reason.
Suck it up, go to the wedding. Anyway, this is such a juicy story.
Let's
get Newcastle's thoughts on it. 4967-4105. Of course, we've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs, plus some double passes to Chicks at the Flicks, if you don't mind. Event Cinema's Glendale. Yeah, my big Greek wedding. I've got it here
okay,
somewhere.
Here we
Sorry,
go, here
mate,
we go.
I do apologise. I thought I'd remember
My
it.
Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
That's it.
Third time's a charm.
Third time is the charm. I'm just so excited about this drama. 4967 4105. Maitland is where we go first this morning. Hey, Di, what do you think of this?
Good morning. I think she should go and be the bigger person.
Yeah, that's it. I tend to agree. It's his day, and you've just got to go and suck it up, don't you?
Exactly. And look, at the end of the day, if they're best friends, and obviously they are, I've been placed in a very similar situation. And look, you don't choose. You just have to be neutral when there's a situation like that, because you know that there's always pros and cons in a relationship. And if they've broken up, you don't have to choose.
Yeah, that's so true.
You shouldn't have to pick sides. That's high school stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, you can be friends with both, I guess, but still, it'd be so awkward for that day, especially groomsmen. Very important.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to pick your wedding, like, guest list based on other people. It shouldn't matter what anyone else thinks, I don't think.
All right, down to the sunny coast. Hey, Skye, what are your thoughts on this?
I think that she should go to the wedding and that it's okay for him to be the groomsman. I think that when you get in a relationship that you want your family to embrace your partner like their family, and it seems it's happened in this situation.
Yep, it absolutely did.
Yeah, and I guess the ex-husband hasn't really done her dirty. He hasn't cheated on her or anything, otherwise she would have said that. So it's okay for them to still be friends.
Okay, there we go. Everyone seems to be on the side of maturity this morning.
Yeah, which is famously the side you're not normally on, Greg.
Yeah, right. Okay, to Cole Point next. Beth, what are your thoughts on this?
Hi, guys. I think she needs to suck it up. My little brother actually gets married next month, and my ex-husband and one of my ex-best friends are both his groomsmen.
Wow.
What?
Oh, tell me. Yep.
And are you going to go along to the wedding?
Well, look, I'm actually the maid of honour, and as much as part of me wanted him not to ask these people to be in his, you know, his party, it's not my choice.
Mm. Are you going to, have you got a partner at the moment yourself, or...?
I do. Look, we're both remarried and moved on, and he and I can be good friends, and like I said, it's my brother's choice, and they're his mates too.
Yeah, right. Now, the person you married, is that your brother's ex-best friend as well, or...?
No, we're not quite that close.
Fair enough.
Wow, unbelievably. Well, they're
100% of callers.
And essentially, I mean, not quite, but basically from the horse's mouth. Like, Beth in the exact same situation as what I found my family friend in.
Yeah.
There you go. Beth saying, got to be the bigger person. Just got to, like you said before, pick the side of maturity.
Suck it up. New FM.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM Star Spa.
Cremo, it's a new day, which means a new celebrity is hopping in New FM Star Spa with you and I.
That's right.
If you haven't heard this yet, where on earth have you been? Basically, for the last, I guess, week, we've been putting Nova Castrians in the draw for a $10,000 spa. Six seats, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. They're Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool.
Get your best board shorts ready.
Well, that's it. Or, I mean, it's your spa. You can wear whatever you want.
Sure.
Budgies if you want. Doesn't matter. If you get this spa, you can enjoy it however you want.
And don't even need to wear anything if you don't want. It's your spa.
That's it. Well, while wearing it, you need to... While you and I are sharing it, please. Please do wear boardies. Anyway, basically, how you could win this spa is you need to identify the celebrity who's joined you and I, Crevo, in New FM's Star Spa. So we'll hand the mic over to them, we'll let them have a few words, and then we'll let you know how you can get yourself in the draw.
All right, turn up the bubbles. Here we go.
My habits had been really bad for so long, I thought, oh, this is going to be tough. But it actually wasn't. The more I kind of looked into it, the more I realised, oh, this is really doable.
All right, so bubbles, we've turned them back down now for the sake of clear communication, I suppose.
Which I appreciate, because I like hearing your sultry tones.
But if you think you recognise who that new FM celebrity is in the spa, make sure you give us a call now. 4967-4105. Let's meet the next Novocastrian who's trying to get themselves in this short list. We've got, from Raymond Terrace, Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You up and about for your hump day?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, fantastic.
Let's try and make it a little bit better. Of course, we're going to play this audio for you one more time.
Here we
and
go.
And we need to, yeah, press you for a guess on who you think is the star in UFM Star Spy. So fire it away.
My habits had been really bad for so long, I thought, oh, this is going to be tough. But it actually wasn't. The more I kind of looked into it, the more I realised, oh, this is really doable.
All right, Jackie, so you've heard the celebrity once again. We are going to press you. Who do you think is the star in UFM's Star Spa?
Is it Jackie O?
Cravo, is it Jackie O in the spa here with us?
Yes, it is.
Well done, Jackie.
Woo-hoo. Now, I have a question. Is this Jackie O on the phone? Because we've just got Jackie written here, and if it is, that's cheating.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay, good, good. Okay. All right, no dramas. Well, then you're in the draw. You're in the draw. Because if the actual celebrity calls up, they're not allowed to go. It's in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, of course. But congratulations, Jackie. You are in the draw. And there's still plenty more chances to get yourself on this shortlist. Like we said, New FM Star Spa plays all day on the station with only local winners. 105.3, New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, you've got some music news for us, Scott. What have you got going on?
Yeah, Ellie Goulding, she's been doing a concert recently in the UK, and while she was up on stage, call it bad timing, call it bad mismanagement of where she is on stage, who knows, but in essence, a firework exploded in her face.
No, really?
Yeah,
that's less than ideal,
yeah,
isn't
so
it?
You know all the pyrotechnics that are happening at all of the concerts and stuff, flames and flares and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
She stood in front of one of them and it went up and literally blew in her face. And she kept singing. She kept singing. She went on like an absolute trooper. Yeah.
Have you ever had a situation where something like that's blowing in your face?
Once. But let's not get into it.
Anyway. Fair enough.
So what,
I hate
were
it when
her,
that
like,
sort of thing happens.
Eyebrows singed or anything like that? Like, what's the aftermath?
Turns out she's, I think she looks all right. She's saying that she's put a dump up on Instagram, like a photo dump on Instagram afterwards, and she's fine.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah, look, it's got not lucky. Exactly, not exactly an ideal situation for someone to be going off like that.
Unless, I mean, she's all fine here. Maybe it's planned. Maybe it's a publicity stunt.
Has she got
a
new album coming out?
No, maybe.
I don't know. But, you know, get people talking. They go, oh, my God, Ellie Goulding. Haven't heard of her in a couple of years. Yeah, but she almost got hit by a firework on the weekend.
That's right.
Gets people talking. Wasn't even a real fire, I don't reckon.
Yeah.
No. Well, she did CGI. Jump back. She jumped back as in, like, it took her by surprise.
Yeah, triple threat. Sing, dance, act.
Yeah, anyone can do that.
But yeah, she...
conspiracy, I'm calling it. It's fake.
She kept on singing, though, which is absolutely crazy.
Also makes sense. Mm. If it's fake, just keep on singing.
That's true. Hey, Jens, also, talking royal family news, Meghan Markle, we love talking about the royals, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Uh-huh.
It's come out that her role in Suits... Apparently, her script was edited by none other than the royal family.
What do you mean?
Really?
So apparently, the royal family were the, as they call it online, the uncredited editors of her script, and they went through it and went, nah, we can't have her saying that. It's very early stage when she started dating Harry.
I was going to say, this must have been so early.
Very, very early stages. One of the words, and one of the writers was saying that he wanted to put the word poppycock in there because it was something to do with his family, basically meaning it's preposterous. It's ridiculous. And the royal family went, no, we can't have her saying that.
Poppycock is such a royal family insult, but I can just see the royal saying that. You know, I get all fired up. Poppycock.
I would have thought that'd be right up their alley.
Now, apparently not, but they replaced it by...
Such a posh insult.
They replaced it by a bit of bullsh. So they preferred that she say that rather than poppycock.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
That's really odd.
That is odd. I would imagine the old BS is...
worse.
A worse swear word,
Oh, well, not according to them.
No, they were happy with that one, apparently. But again... How much of a role can the royal family play? I mean, there's a massive scene between Meghan Markle's character and Mike, the lawyer. There's a scene that's not appropriate. It's parental guidance advised. It's out there now. It's there. It's happened. Somebody's going to use it.
So interesting, isn't it? I had no idea. I didn't realize their relationship went that far back.
Neither did I.
Suits days. Yeah, I thought that chapter kind of ended.
And then the Harry chapter started rather than overlapping.
Yeah. That's what they want you to think, right?
Did a very good job of keeping it under wraps, if that's the case. Because, I mean, Harry famously has been papped through his whole life as that kind of like party bad boy. They know they'll get something from him.
That's right.
They follow him around. They've done very well to keep that, you know, a bit quiet.
Mm. Once again, the Royals covering things up. Maybe. That's a possibility. That's what people are saying. Not me, of course.
No, never.
That's what people are saying. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Creevo, I've got another game tonight of Football Fives. My five-a-side soccer team. Abysmal abilities. We're playing again tonight. Spears Point. I think it's actually called like Lake Macquarie Regional Football Facility or something like that.
Okay, anyway. So if you want to watch a good cracking game of soccer, go and see. Yeah?
Well, funny you say that because a fair bit of pressure on tonight's game. It's the first one Siobhan's coming to watch me play.
That is pressure.
I know, so I've got to put on a bit of performance. I'll be stretching, limbering up there for an early warm-up, making sure I'm in my finest form so I can try and impress her a little bit.
Question, like for people who are thinking, yeah, I do want to go. How much tickets?
No, you don't have to pay to come watch.
Free?
Stop that. Oh, it's not high quality at all. Absolutely not. The highlight of the night. Highlight of the night's the pub feed after. Probably Warners at the Bay, I'd say.
There we go. And you, what? So you're saying if people went along and then they went to Warners at the Bay after, they probably ought to see like some of the stars of the team?
There's no stars in the team.
What is it called? Business abilities?
Abysmal abilities.
Yeah.
Fitting name.
There we go. So you go for free soccer game, plus you might see some of the players. Get a cheeky autograph.
Bring
your autograph book. If you want to get Stephen's autograph, there we go. You've heard it here first, where to find all the stars and all the details. Up next, we want to hear your stories about your kids, bragging about your kids. We'll tell you why in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos at New FM. And yesterday, Stephen, behind the scenes, we're looking at the new Australian Shark Tank. There's just a little story about it. We're chatting about it. And one of the new judges is this Davey Fogarty. Now,
who?
That's a great question. He's the guy that invented the hoodie and sold all the hoodie.
Right. So he's chucked a hood on a blanket and he's earned a couple quid.
Put a couple of, like, what do you call it? Cartoon avocados on a jacket and now he's done well for himself. He thinks he should be on Shark Tank. We're like, is this even reasonable?
Yeah.
Start looking into it. Apparently, there's this little story that his dad has put out. He's worth over $250 million.
$250 million?
He's apparently not the audio is the only thing. He's also got like
250 10, million.
Yeah. He's got 10 other businesses he's got on the go. So no wonder I've got him on Shark Tank.
So he's not a little like one-hit wonder. He hasn't fluked the hoodie and it's earned him a couple quid and he's gone, you know what, I can give business advice. He does know what he's talking about a little bit.
That's right. And so apparently he's done dozens of businesses as well that flopped before he got there.
Yeah, okay.
So he's been doing businesses since he was a kid.
Right.
Even as far back as like baking and selling biscuits at the age of 10.
Oh, young entrepreneur.
That's right. As right back since when he was a kid. And this got us chatting about, I guess, kids that have done really well for themselves. Because already, from when he was 10 years old, already making his own money, which is something, as a parent, you'd be very proud of, right?
Yeah, young go-getter. Absolutely. Once you have that attitude of hard work and that's instilled in you, that's the fabric of life, being successful, isn't it?
That's it. And as a parent, like, you'd be so proud of them already from a young age. Right, they're already doing their own thing, you know, they're not just lazing around playing Nintendo or something, right? So what I thought we could do here, 4967 4105, this is a little opportunity for you. If you're a parent, brag about your kids. What cool thing are they up to? Or maybe it's something they did, you know, in the not-so-distant past that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, maybe like this guy, maybe they're achieving financially, but maybe they're also, you know, academically they're doing quite well or in, like, sports or in the arts, whatever, you know.
So
maybe
it could be anything you want as a parent. You go, geez, I'm proud of them.
Your chance to brag. 4967 4105. And, of course, you know, being proud is punch isn't enough. You can win yourself $100 fuel cards if you don't mind.
How good.
Plus, we've got a Moby's Beachside Retreat up for grabs, which, you know, we're putting people in the draw for all week.
That's right. So holidays, fuel, everything everything that you could possibly want on offer here. 4967-4105. This is your chance, parents. If you're a bit proud of the kids, they've done well for themselves. Yeah, they're doing good. That's right. To Hamilton first. Justin, what have your kids done?
Mate, my two oldest kids, aged 10 and 11, Alyssa and Alira, are going to compete for the gold at aerobics championship nationals in Queensland next week.
Oh, wow. You beauty. How good is that? You must be so proud.
Very proud. They're serious contenders. The contenders this year, they're going to bring home the gold for Newcastle and Merriweather Public.
Yes,
we love that. I guess Comp Week as well. So big, so exciting. All the best to you two. Fingers crossed they do bring home the gold.
Indeed, indeed.
Next, we're going to Rutherford. Good morning, Lisa. I'm sure you're proud as punch. What would you like to brag about?
My daughter,
Your phone line has just let you down there, but I'm sure it's something great. We might find out if we can from producer Scott what's going on.
Anyway, we'll move now to Madawi. Good morning, Donna. What's your brag?
Good morning. I'm really proud of my son. So what he did, he started buying and selling shoes, like shoes like Nike and sort of the rare sort of Nikes. And
yep. Yeah.
Spent a lot of late nights up looking online to buy these shoes, and then he'd get them for a cheap price, and then he'd sell them and make a profit on them. And on top of his normal job, he worked really hard, he saved hard, and by the time he was 19, he was able to buy his first investment property.
Wow. I'm sure as well, Donna, at the very early stage of this business, you would have been like, oh my God, you've got so many shoes. Where are we keeping them all? This is useless. And now he's turned it into a bit of cash, hey?
Well, a proper property. That's really good.
That's unbelievable. All right, let's go to Thornton now. Good morning, Katie. Who would you like
Hello.
To brag about?
I'd like to brag about my son, Dylan.
All right.
He's 13 years old.
Yeah.
And during COVID, he started up a little business called It's a Relish by Dylan, mm-hmm. and he makes and sells tomato relish and chili relish.
Oh, a little Brilliant. Go-getter. Now, I assume you've sampled the products pretty good?
Yes, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
So he was selling it to our neighbours and friends, and then he started doing little markets, and then he sells them online, and he does packs up for Christmas and
special
occasions.
Wow, that's so good. And has he sort of put together some savings from it? What's his goal there?
He has. He's actually saving for a new PlayStation, but along the way he's bought lots of things for himself.
Oh, how good's that?
I love that.
Entrepreneurs, I'm all about it, you know, especially young people around Newcastle just making it happen.
Young go-getters, that's what we love. And we like to reward them as well. So to help him get to markets and stuff like that, I reckon we give Katie and Thornton $100 worth of free fuel. That'll help, you know, get
Absolutely.
To and from all the markets and stuff like that. How good's that?
Yeah, fantastic. Also today, prizes on prizes. Beth at Cole Point is going to go to Chicks at the Flicks. This is after she shared her story about her ex in the brother's bridal party, which was juicy as.
And, I mean, the winning continues as well.
Oh my
but
God.
Wait, there's more. I feel like a steak knife salesman, don't I?
Please.
Because New FM Star Spa continues right throughout the day. So if you want to get your hands on a $10,000 spa, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle, we're putting people in the draw all day. It's super simple right here on the station with only local winners. 105.3 New FM. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.